Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let's spend a few moments aligning ourselves with God before the day unfolds. Today's topic is dealing with hidden struggles. Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 34, verse 18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Let me begin with a powerful true life story from the Bible, the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hannah was a woman who carried a deep, hidden pain. On the outside, she showed up, she worshiped, she lived her life. But inside, she was battling silent sorrow. She longed for a child, and year after year, that prayer seemed unanswered. To make it worse, she faced ridicule and misunderstanding, even from those close to her. One day, overwhelmed, Hannah went to the temple and poured out her heart to God. Not loudly, not publicly, but silently, from the depths of her soul. So much so that the priest thought she was drunk. But she replied, "I am a woman deeply troubled. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." 1 Samuel 1 verse 15. And in that quiet moment of raw honesty, God met her. Her hidden struggle was not invisible to him. Can I ask you something this morning? What are you carrying that nobody knows about? That private fear, that silent battle, that internal pressure, that emotional weight. We live in a world where people often see the highlights, not the hidden struggles. You smile, you show up, you function, but deep down there's something unresolved. But here's the truth. God sees what people don't see. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, "Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So even if no one else understands your struggle, God does. Hidden struggles can make you feel isolated, but they don't disconnect you from God. In fact, sometimes those hidden places are where God does his deepest work. Think about it. Joseph's hidden struggle was betrayal and prison, but it led to purpose. David's hidden struggle was fear and pursuit, but it built his trust in God. Apostle Paul's hidden struggle was a thorn in the flesh, but it revealed God's grace. So let me ask you, could it be that what you're going through is not meant to break you, but to build something deeper in you? You are not weak because you're struggling. You are human and God is still working in you. Galatians 6 verse 9 reminds us, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So don't give up, even if your progress feels slow, even if your healing feels invisible, even if your answers feel delayed. God is present in your process. As you go today, I prophesy over your life. Every hidden burden is lifted in Jesus' name. Strength is rising in your inner man right now. Where you felt alone, you will experience divine companionship. Your silent battles will turn into visible testimonies. Grace will meet you exactly at your point of need in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what is one hidden struggle I've been carrying silently? Have I truly brought it before God, or have I been trying to handle it alone? What would it look like to trust God with this area of my life today? Actions for the day. Today, make a conscious decision to release your hidden struggle to God in prayer. Not a rushed prayer, but an honest one. Just like Hannah, pour out your heart. Be real, be open, be vulnerable, and if possible, speak to a trusted, godly person, because healing often begins when we stop hiding. Remember this, your hidden struggle is not hidden from God. And the same God who saw Hannah, who strengthened David, who upheld Paul, is with you today. You are not forgotten. You are not overlooked. You are not alone. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Let's declare this together. Today, I release every hidden burden to God. I am not alone. God is with me. His strength sustains me. His grace covers me. And His peace fills me. I am growing. I am healing. And I am in every day. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you for your presence that never leaves us, even in our hidden struggles. Today, I lift up every listener. You know their hearts, their silent battles, and their deepest needs. Strengthen them, Lord. Bring peace where there is anxiety, healing where there is pain, and clarity where there is confusion in their lives. Let today mark a turning point. Let burdens be lifted, and let joy be restored. Go with them, guide them, and protect them throughout this day. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who might need encouragement today. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year on our website. If you would like us to pray for you, send your prayer requests to prayers@isaacmell.com. You can also support the works of this ministry by giving using the Give button on our site. May God bless you as you do so. Go out, stay strong, and keep winning every day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes. Step by step, you're on your way. Winning every day.